Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is the witness of the Spirit. Paul wrote to the Romans church at Rome, and he said in chapter 8, verse 15, he says, "Now the Spirit bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God." So that brings up a couple of points that I want to talk about today. Has the Spirit of the Lord actually confirmed your salvation? That's what it means. How do you know you're really saved? I mean, you know, so you made a confession of faith down the road somewhere, and, you know, maybe you were a kid in Bible school or, you know, vacation Bible school, or maybe you heard a preacher on TV or heard a sermon in a church and said, "Well, I want to give my heart to Christ." And maybe you didn't understand what was going on. And end result is that you became a Christian, but you have no idea what it's all about. Well, I have to caution you, because the Scripture is true. The Scripture says that the Spirit of the Lord will confirm your salvation. He will bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. And that's super important to know and to experience. Here's how he does that. He will lead you into experiences where you'll see his hand. You'll hear his voice. Maybe not audible, but an unction inside of you. A knowing that you know. Your knower knows. The Spirit of the Lord says to you, "You're my child. Rest. Take your peace." He'll say that in the Scriptures. If you read the Scriptures, you'll see it all over the places. The promises of God will leap off the page and tell you that you're his child. He'll show you the way to walk. In one part of the Scripture, it says there's a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." You know, "The word is a light unto my path. It's a lamp unto my feet." Shows me which way to go. The peace of God. Let the peace of God be the referee and rule in your heart. And he'll give you words and scriptures and revelations that you've never known before. I remember when I first started reading the Scriptures. Boy, was it difficult. It was like, what is this? What are they saying? I'm reading the King James Version, and my goodness, it's a these and the thous and all the other stuff. And Corinthians was like, oh, wow, Revelation is confusing. And one day, all of a sudden, it just opened up to me. I just all of a sudden understood it. It just started speaking to me. It became alive. I remember a time, too, when I really got saved, when I really accepted Christ. I started seeing the world differently. It was so enriched and full and alive, and I'd never seen that before. He will give you anointing. The Spirit will give you gifts, and you'll see those gifts in you. One of them is the discerning of spirits, and you'll discern the Spirit of the Lord, and you'll discern the spirit of the devil and the flesh, and you'll see, oh, I can't go that way. No, that's not right. This is the way, walk ye in it. The Lord will tell you. And so that's every witness that tells you you're his child bears root from the Scriptures. And that's important that you see that. So I want you today to ask God to bear witness. Holy Spirit, bear witness with my spirit that I am yours. That there's no shadow of a doubt that I know that I am washed in the blood of Jesus, that you are my Lord and Savior, that I'm bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and I am yours. And let him do it. Watch and see the mighty works of God in your life. They'll happen. God bless you. Have a great day.